The holiday season is upon us. It's Thanksgiving Day. Christmas is coming. Hanukkah is coming. All the holidays are coming up. So today I'm going to share with you some ideas and some thoughts on how to survive this day unscathed. It's going to be difficult if you're dealing with a narcissist, whether it's a soon-to-be ex, a current spouse or family member, or someone you've recently gone no contact with. We're going to talk about how to avoid the Hoover on the holidays and some ideas on how to get through the day.
So, let's get started. Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org. My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and we'll just get going.
Before I jump into the video, I just want to share with you a special event that we're holding this year for the Spanily. If you're going to be alone on the holiday or you have a little bit of extra time and you'd like to pop in, we will be doing a Thanksgiving with the Spanily event at 3 p.m. Central Time on Facebook. Now, anyone who's part of the Spanily is welcome to attend. If you haven't already joined the Spanily, just go ahead and go to queenbeing.com/span and join. Coach Colleen will be our host and I will be popping in if possible. Bring your plate, bring your drinks, and let's have a good time. Don't forget, you're never alone. You always have your Spanily.
So whether you're still in a relationship with a narcissist or you've already left it, regardless of what the nature of the relationship was, chances are there are times that you find yourself feeling weak. And this is primarily due in part to the narcissist's behaviors and attitudes about things. We might feel weak, almost powerless to resist their charms, even when we know better. One of those times is during the narcissistic hoovering phase. So what is hoovering anyway? Just for those of you who don't know, the hoovering technique was named after the famous vacuum cleaner, as you might have suspected. And it's one of the many common manipulation tactics used by narcissists. It's basically when a narcissist sucks you back into the relationship after they've gone no contact or after they have discarded you, whether that was intentional or otherwise. And often after you have chosen to go no contact. They suck you back into the relationship or some version of it. It often begins innocently enough, sort of subtly, but it always happens with just one target, and that is to regain control of you in the relationship. Whether it's because they want you to be their backup supply, or it's because they want you to remain as their permanent primary supply. So here's a pretty simple example of what hoovering looks like. Do you remember in the Peanuts cartoons when Charlie Brown would come along and try to kick the ball that Lucy was holding for him? Every time he'd try to kick it, she'd just pull it away and laugh and laugh and laugh, and he fell on his head.
Charlie Brown, now Charlie Brown.
I can't believe it. She must think I'm the most stupid person alive.
She'd act like there was no tomorrow. She kind of enjoyed his pain. Well, Charlie Brown did what any kid would. He would stop trusting her to hold the ball. But inevitably, Lucy would promise every time that this time, she'd really let him kick that ball.
Hold it! Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
But Charlie Brown, it's Thanksgiving.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, one of the greatest traditions we have is the Thanksgiving Day football game. And the biggest, most important tradition of all is the kicking off of the football.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Come on, Charlie Brown. It's a big honor for you.
And inevitably, she'd pull it away at the last second, and she'd bust out laughing again as he fell.
Well, if it's that important, a person should never turn down a big honor. Maybe I should do it. Besides, she wouldn't try to trick me on a traditional holiday. This time I'm gonna kick that football clear to the moon!
God! Hoovering usually begins after the devalue and the discard phases, when the silent treatment stops giving the narcissist pleasure, and when they're ready for more. More of that supply that you've been so good at giving them for all these months or years. Or it'll start when the narcissist knows that you're left or you're leaving and they fear that you won't return because they like your supply. The thing is, it's especially prominent on the holidays because people are lonely. Not just narcissists reach out to old exes on the holidays, my friend. The idea is that the narcissist needs to reestablish contact with you in order to re-engage you for the narcissistic supply that you've been so good at providing all this time. This is a dangerous tactic, my friend, because once the narcissist gets their foot in the door, you often find yourself being love-bombed and hearing promises of brighter days ahead, everything's gonna be awesome, but just like poor Charlie Brown, you're bound to fall again. So how are you gonna deal with a narcissist hoovering today? If you're still stuck in that relationship, might as well just let it happen, but keep some safeguards in place. So first of all, don't take the bait, because if you do, you might end up allowing the narcissist to cross your boundaries boundaries, and you'll end up settling for less than you really deserve in the long run. Plus, you don't want to allow yourself to start doing the things that you wouldn't normally do in order to please the narcissist again, and you don't want to stop taking care of yourself in favor of the narcissist's needs. Most importantly, you don't want to give up your own independence. But in general, if we're talking about regular hoovering where they're trying to suck you back in on a holiday, let's go with this, all right? The first thing you need to do is make sure that your boundaries are firmly in place. Don't let them be changed or broken during the holidays. It is too easy to give in right now, right? Because we're all feeling kind of lonely. Don't do it. Number two, if you've put safeguards in place or consequences in place due to the narcissist's bad decisions, keep those in place even and especially during hoovering, especially during the holidays. Know that this phase is going to end. Know that you're going to be back to normal with the narcissist at some point. This is just a temporary attempt the narcissist is making to suck you back in. Don't believe me? Look at the narcissist's previous patterns in your own relationship or the relationships they've had with other people in the past. Next up, make a special effort to maintain your healthy activities and relationships, and even increase in your engagement with those things, anything healthy in your life, especially during the holidays. This will help to strengthen your recovery efforts, and it'll help you stay on track with no contact during the holiday. A lot of times, we kind of let the narcissist hoover us to bargain with us, right? We will try to create positive change in our relationships because right now they're trying to get us back. So they're acting nice and sweet and kind. So we'll be like, well, I'll tell you what, I'll consider it, but you have to do XYZ first, or I have to see that you're trying. I have to see this or that or the other thing. And we think that because the narcissist seems so receptive, they seem so on top of stuff, they seem like they're so, yes, anything you want, I'll do that thing, or at least more so than usual. Well, our requests seem like they're going to be heard, but they're not. You got to understand, most of the time, any change that is created during a hoovering phase, holiday or otherwise, is going to be short-lived. You're only going to be setting yourself up for disappointment in that situation. You have to keep in mind that as big of a jerk as the narcissist can be, they are a person with a personality disorder. They are a person with a personality disorder and mood swings, and they're rapidly swinging here and there and the everywhere, rapidly changing ideas, all part of that thing. So you don't want to allow their personality disorder to fool you. You have to remember what they really are. Even if part of them really wants to create those changes and they really seem honest, it will not continue to stay safe for you. It will eventually roll right back to where you were when you didn't want to be with them in the first place. Next up, remember that knowledge is power. Educate yourself on NPD. You're doing that right now. Make an effort to understand what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with, because understanding does lead to overcoming. Next, don't allow yourself to depend on the narcissist emotionally at all, especially during the holidays. They will disappoint you every single time, especially when it matters the most. The hoovering phase can and will cloud your judgment, and you might even end up setting yourself up for some real emotional devastation if you allow the narcissist to lull you into that false sense of security and intimacy. Don't let it happen to you.
So how many of us think about the holidays and we have these kind of unrealistic expectations? Maybe they were put into us by the narcissist. Maybe they were put into us by all those freaking cute holiday movies where everybody gets together and kind of treats everybody with love and respect. It's a happy little family and everything's awesome. Narcissistic abusers in our lives make holiday get-togethers feel a lot less like Norman Rockwell and a lot more like a horror movie sometimes, right? Your mother might be the person who's the narcissist in your life. She might be pestering you about the way you're raising your kids, or you might have an uncle who thinks you're not good enough, or that, you know, that cousin that everybody in the family thinks hung the moon, who, you know, has the surgeon job and the big giant house and who makes fun of you because you live in an apartment. Whatever the situation is, it can certainly be difficult. So how do you deal? How are you supposed to handle this? Well, there are lots of different ways that you can do it. Whether you're dealing with divorce, your separation, or just plain old no contact with another family member, you're probably going to be feeling overwhelmed. Holidays are stressful anyway, but they become increasingly stressful as time goes on, especially when you're dealing with no contact and broken families and things like that. So obviously one of the first things you want to do is, if you can, plan ahead. Plan to do something that's fun, stress-free as possible, and make sure that it only includes people you're caring about and people who are not going to cause you pain and triggers. The next thing you want to do is make sure that you create new rituals, new family traditions. Okay, I've talked about this before. Obviously, you probably want to hold on to some of your past traditions, and that's okay. It's also a good idea to change it up a little bit. Create new rituals with friends and family. Maybe instead of serving turkey on Thanksgiving, you want to serve, you know, tofu on Thanksgiving. Whatever makes you happy, do that thing. Consider maybe an alternative time, day, place. Consider different decorations. Consider a whole different celebration. If you've got kids, make sure that they understand that, hey, the celebrations are going to continue. Everything's going to be great, but But guess what, honey? We're going to make new traditions together. It's going to be better. This way they can kind of help create some of those rituals and traditions. So maybe you and your kids can brainstorm some of those ideas. The holidays are always difficult, whether you are brand new at this whole deal or you have been dealing with a narcissist and no contact for a number of years. You know, it's about whether you know how to handle it. So, you know, let's say this is the first holiday season after your divorce or your separation from the narcissist, or after you've gone no contact with a narcissist in your family. Obviously, you're going to be dealing with serious emotional strain. Now that you know this, and now that you and your ex have parted ways, or you and your narcissist have stopped being in contact, holiday parties, the family gatherings, all of this stuff that you've always done, they're different. They suddenly seem daunting and complicated. But who gets to go to them? Is it you? Is it the narcissist? How do you sort of quote-unquote share custody of your friendships, your churches, your synagogues, all the different things? What do you say when someone asks you, you know, hey, where's your mom? Where's your spouse? Where's your dad? Where's your sister or your brother, the person that you've gone no contact with? The holiday season is already stressful. You throw this in and it's just barely tolerable, if at all. But listen, I've got some good ideas for you. Celebrating the holidays alone, it's possible. It can be enjoyable, but it does require planning. You've got to keep your attitude in check. And most importantly, you have to have realistic expectations. So I'm going to give you a few tips today to help you get there. If there are people in your life who are supportive of you, friends and family members, try to get involved with them for the holidays, because you might end up feeling lonely or isolated or depressed. If you have support people in your life, make sure to tell them what you need from them, whether that's understanding and compassion or companionship for the day or just listening. The next thing you want to do is, of course, be realistic. Obviously, picture-perfect holidays don't really exist in real life. So make sure your holidays expectations are realistic, and make sure, especially, this is the most important thing, make sure you're taking care of yourself. You've got to get enough sleep. You've got to get a little exercise. Eat healthy up to the day and enjoy yourself that day. This will maximize your ability to actually cope with this stuff, because we all know it's so easy to overeat or get too partied out or whatever, to sort of self-medicate. In the long run, it causes more problems for us. Make sure that you're giving yourself time to relax and rest and nurture yourself. You need a break, and what a perfect day to give yourself a break. Remember, just like anything else, one single day at a time, one single holiday at a time is going to make it a little bit easier for you, okay? Make sure to keep your mind in the right place. Here's something else that you should consider that I think a lot of people aren't talking about, and that is, look, we all know that the holidays are a great time to make memories, right? But family memories, right, is what we're talking about. So if you're going through no contact or a divorce or a separation, maybe skip the places and the things that you did when you created holiday memories with your ex or your soon-to-be ex or your spouse or family member that you're not in contact with anymore. Change the way you're doing things. Like I said, new traditions. Don't let your past haunt your future, right? So if you need to stop in at certain family places, pop in, say your hellos, happy Thanksgiving, whatever, and leave. You don't need to reminisce on old memories. This is really the time that you want to start building new memories. You also need to stop feeling selfish. Don't think that you're not allowed to be happy on the holiday. In fact, let it happen. Holiday happiness, it is what it is. If you have it, great. Let it be. Don't feel guilty about it. Don't feel bad about it. Just do it. Holidays are really difficult for everyone, like I've said. Give yourself a vacation. Do something different. Maybe you want to visit a museum, or, you know, go on vacation somewhere else. Go to a holiday market or get a hotel and enjoy room service all day. Go shopping, whatever you want to do. Give yourself a little bit of time if you can. So I think one of the biggest things we're going to deal with on the holidays is going to be loneliness. There are lots of different things you can do. First of all, try to stop looking at social media and seeing all the perfect happy people on social media. We all know those loving couples, joyful children, and dazzling dinner tables. Sometimes it's all an illusion. A lot of people look around and think, oh my God, the grass is greener over there, but in reality, that's not always the truth. As hard as it feels, you got to try to do something positive with your life on those days, even if it's tiny. Some ideas you might consider might be volunteering at a shelter for people who need help, or maybe even an animal shelter, or get together with a friend, have some coffee, or give a call to your old college roommate or something, someone you really miss and care for in your life. And when you're dealing with a narcissist, the fact of the matter is that you've probably reduced a lot of the contact with other people that you used to be in contact with. So maybe this would be a good time for you to start to reach out. Maybe you want to walk your dog, or you want to go see an art exhibit or a free concert or some holiday lights or something. Maybe you want to do something nice for yourself, like I've said, like get your hair done or get a massage the day before if possible, or try to read a book or something that you've never had time to pick up that you've been meaning to read. You've got to work on managing your loneliness. If the sadder the lonely feelings come for you, try to be compassionate with yourself. So you can understand yourself, you can soothe yourself before it's totally consuming you and all of your thoughts. Remember, it's normal, it's healthy to feel sad today on a holiday, even if it's really deep. If you're missing someone or something special in your life, it's normal. Doesn't mean that it's going to be this way forever. You've just got to acknowledge the pain, give yourself a little time to feel sad or annoyed or hurt or whatever about the situation, and then give yourself permission to do a little more self-care as time goes on. Take a little time to understand why you feel the way that you do, because there is an obvious and understandable reason. You might feel disappointed about it, but that doesn't mean that it's forever, all right? Self-care can range from letting your disappointment just pass over you and start to make plans and get help with what you need help with, and it could also be doing things physically for yourself. It's really important right now. So a few little tips for you on that. Spend some time thinking through your feelings and figuring out what all that means. You know, it's okay if it's been a rough year. It's how life is sometimes. Doesn't mean that the holiday is going to change that, but acknowledging it is important. Give yourself the same type of compassion that you would offer a friend or a child or a family member that you care about. You might say to yourself, for example, look, if I want to go to all these holiday activities, that's all right. I'm just going to choose one thing to do. Or if you're dealing with a current relationship with a narcissist, okay, well, things aren't going to be perfect. It's okay for now. I accept it the way it is and keep moving forward. You have to allow yourself the sad feelings if they're there, but you also need to try to find some fun in the holiday as well. It is not wrong to feel what you feel. Participating in the season, in the day, fine. You can do it anyway, but you don't have to. Give yourself permission to do what feels right to you, because this will help you to prompt positive change in your life. Sadness is not going to wipe out any chance of fun, but if you can acknowledge your sadness and let it pass over, you might actually be able to enjoy part of the day without letting it stop you. Remember that it's normal to feel sad, to feel like curling up on the couch all day, and that's okay. Don't ruin your entire day with that. If you need to just think about other things, watch movies, do something else, that's fine. Don't feel like you're obligated to celebrate the day the same way you've always celebrated it.
Finally, understand this deal for what it is. The narcissist doesn't love you. The narcissist is not capable of actual love, except maybe, and I don't even know for sure that they would love themselves. I think most narcissists hate themselves, and that's kind of why they secretly are who they are. The fact is you're just a pawn in the narcissist game, and right now the game is I don't want to be lonely on the holiday. So get off the roller coaster, my friend. Go or stay no contact or low contact. If you aren't able to completely cut all contact, try the gray rock method. It works. The bottom line is, the one thing that you can count on with a narcissist is that they do not change. They might get better at hiding their true selves for a while, and they might pretend to change for a while to get you back, and you might really believe them, but they never actually change, at least not in my experience, not in my research, and not in anybody else's experience who's ever spoken to me about it. I have one final message for you today, and that is, please don't forget to take care of yourself. I know it sounds cliche, but it's more important than ever. Spend a few minutes today to think about 10 things you're grateful for and 3 things you love about yourself. Do the same thing tomorrow, no matter what your situation is. Sometimes when your situation feels the worst, that's when it's the most important time for you to do this. So make sure you get that done, all right? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, what would you add to my list? Please share your thoughts, your experiences, and your ideas in the comments section below and help me support your fellow survivors, our fellow survivors. It really would mean a lot to me. Share your thoughts, your experiences, and your ideas in the comments section below and let's talk about it. Maybe you can help another survivor handle their own situation. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's all I've got for you right now. But hey, please allow me to take a moment to share a quick shout out with my amazing channel members, the people who support me and this channel every single day. Thank you so much for what you're doing. It means a lot to me. It helps me do more of what I can do to help our fellow survivors. And that's a big deal to me. Thank you. My amazing channel members include Angela Falsetta, Susan Marion, Roxanne Antle, Debbie, Lorenzo D, Life's Revival, Trisha Wolf, James F., Marlene, Jen Archer, Sarah Lee, Patricia Keenum, Delilah DeBalsek, Darla Berg, Buku, Paul McMurrin, and Janet Hill. Thank you so much. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Thank you again. It means the world to me. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right down there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.